Robbins was a hard-working fellow, and each morning he'd kiss his wife twice and tell her, "Oh, sweetie, I know we're just starting out, but down at work that tower's still being built. And Mr. Taylor, I think he told me, not until that tower's built would he pay me. So Willie picked up his hard hat, gloves, and pail, and he combed back his graying hairs. By noon, each room would be tidied and clean. By nine, Willie would be back in time to eat. Then, like many working men, he'd shower, watch TV, and beside his dear wife, he'd fall fast asleep. Yet 2 weeks passed by and the check never came. Mr. Taylor holds his initial claim. The building undone, no money to be seen. Oh, Willie and his wife with little to eat. Pay week gone, yet it was she who grew tired. The man she married, she no longer admired. The house dirty, the heat pipes cough, the jam jar's nearly empty, the apples soft. The bedroom dusty, the bed sheets unmade. While Willie would sleep, Margaret would lie awake. Was it a time to leave? She did contemplate. Each night at the bus depot, Willie waits alone for the number 35 to take him home. His arms weary, his tongue bound. Like Sisyphus, he feels unearthing a rock from the ground, just to push it up a mountain.